Let's talk some Maine Black Bear baseball. We're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by the head coach of the Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. I know you got to be doing well. Good weekend for the Black Bears, playing the kind of baseball you expected them to be playing.
Absolutely. No, we had a very good weekend. We pitched pretty well. Trevor DeLay, John Arell, and Cody Larson had three pretty good starts for us and gave us an opportunity to take two out of three and swing the bats okay. So, hopefully, with the weather warming up, our bats and our play will follow the same suit.
Do you feel like this weekend really got you back on track for where you'd like to be?
Yeah, it was a really big weekend for us. I mean, considering, we lost the first game of the series. We really haven't in the past games really bounced back after a loss like that. And then, to come out and, come back and win game two with doubleheader, and then actually have, a pretty sizable lead and cap it off on game three, win 6-1. That's a big thing for us. A little bit of a statement win, a little bit of us kind of feel our mojo again. We got a nice 4 or 5 days off this week of just practice, and then off to Albany where they're right behind us right now in the standings. So we theoretically could take the series and push ourselves closer to second place, by the end of the weekend.
Boy, it's a measure of how tight things are in America East that here you are only a game out of third place and only a game and a half out of second.
Yeah, it's been the parity is unreal, and it's a good conference. It's a very strong conference this year, and if we go out and play some good baseball, I'd really love to be able to sneak in the top two spots. But ultimately, the number one goal is to get a playoff spot.
What do you have to do this weekend at Albany to be successful? What are the keys?
Number one, baseball in general, throw strikes. If our pitching staff is able to command the zone and not give up free bases, give our defense a chance to work, we're going to be in a lot of games. And I think that we're swinging the bats well enough right now that we should be able to sweep out, 5 to 7 runs a game. And if we're able to just throw strikes, I think we're going to see a lot of good things for Black Bears.
Well, you mentioned, too, it's got to be nice at this point in the season just to have that time to focus solely on practicing, getting ready for the games this weekend.
Well, yeah, it really is. I mean, we have finals this week, but most of our guys, done with finals by tomorrow or Wednesday morning, and then it gives us a chance just to kind of, if anything, actually gives the guys a little more time to rest. They're not running home after practice, doing homework, going to sleep, and waking back up to go lift. We have a little bit more time to get some, to continue to heal up and just kind of get our minds focused for conference play.
And do you feel like your guys play every bit as well on the road as they do at home?
No, I mean, we love home. We love being home. I don't know what it is. I do know we have a great fan base. We have an awesome facility. But we struggle, historically. We've struggled on the road. The travel could be tough for us, but there's something about us playing home, and just being on the Haney.
Well, listen, take care of business this week. Congratulations on the big wins this past weekend, and get it done against those Great Danes, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Have a good one.
That's Nick Durba, head coach of the Maine Black Bears. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Now for full service, everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. Visit the website, too, BennettAutoCenter.com. Black Bear Reports presented, too, by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.